Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Scott Starhowiak. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Greg Myers. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Stevens. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Mark Bellhorn. Batting second. The second baseman, Scott Spezio. Batting third. The right fielder, Matt Stairs. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jason Giambi. Batting sixth. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Scott Brosius. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tony Batista. Batting ninth. The catcher, Brent Main. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Brad Rigby. And now, play ball. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spezio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a fly ball into left field. Giambi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Molitor takes first base on ball four. Knobloch moves to second. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Starhowiak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spezio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Bellhorn is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bellhorn hits a pop-up into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Spezio batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Spezio hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Stairs takes first base on ball four. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McGuire strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cordova hits a fly ball into right field. Stairs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lawton strikes out. Two outs. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Coomer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Coomer moves to second. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Myers for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Giambi batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Giambi hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Canseco strikes out. 1 out. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Brosius hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Bautista is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bautista hits a line drive into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bautista scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Knobloch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a pop-up towards short. Bautista settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Becker is 0-for-1 in the game. Becker hits a line drive into left field. Giambi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Brent Main is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Main hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops it up and throws to first, with Stevens covering, for the out. 1 out. Mark Bellhorn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bellhorn is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellhorn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lawton. Bellhorn reaches second base with a double. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Spezio is 0-for-1 in the game. Spezio hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Stairs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stairs takes first base on 4. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1-1. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGuire hits a pop-up into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Molitor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Molitor for the out. 1 out. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Starhoviak is 0-for-1 in the game. Starhoviak hits a fly ball into left field. Giambi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cordova is 0-for-1 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rigby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Giambi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Giambi hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lawton. Giambi reaches second base with a double. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. Canseco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Giambi scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Brosius hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Coomer settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Coomer. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Canseco. The throw from Myers and he is safe. Canseco steals second. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brosius is 0 for 1 in the game. Brosius hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bautista is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bautista is 0 for 1 in the game. Bautista hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Bautista reaches second base with a double. Canseco scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Brent Main is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Main is 0 for 1 in the game. Main takes first base on ball 4. Mark Bellhorn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bellhorn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bellhorn strikes out. 2 outs. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Spezio is 0 for 2 in the game. Spezio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawton strikes out. 1 out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Coomer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Coomer takes first base on ball 4. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Myers is 0 for 1 in the game. Myers takes first base on ball 4. Coomer moves to second. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Giambi fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Giambi. Coomer scores. Myers goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Athletics. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bellhorn fields it and throws to first for the out. Mears moves to third. 2 outs. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Becker is 0 for 2 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spezio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stairs is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Stairs hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0 for 2 in the game. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Giambi is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Giambi strikes out. 2 outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Canseco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Becker. Canseco reaches second base with a double. McGuire moves to third. Greg Swindell now pitching. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brosius is 0 for 2 in the game. Brosius hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Don Vangert now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Molitor hits a line drive into left field. Giambi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Starhowiak is 0 for 2 in the game. Starhowiak hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stairs. Starhowiak reaches second base with a double. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0 for 2 in the game. Cordova strikes out. 2 outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lawton is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Starhowiak scores. Lawton moves to second. It's Twins, 3, Athletics, 3. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Coomer hits a line drive into right field. Stairs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Bautista is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bautista is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bautista hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brent Main is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Main is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Main bunts in front of the plate. Myers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark Bellhorn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bellhorn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bellhorn strikes out. There goes Bautista. The throw from Myers to Mears, and Bautista is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Lennon now playing right field. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Myers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Myers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mears is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mears hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Myers moves to second. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Myers moves to third. Mears moves to second. Buddy Groom now pitching. Roberto Kelly pinch hits for Rich Becker. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Myers scores. Mears moves to third. Knobloch moves to second. It's 4-3, Twins. Aaron Small now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Giambi. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Mears scores. Knobloch scores. Kelly moves to third. It's 6-3, Twins. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Starhowiak is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Starhowiak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spezio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0 for 3 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground for an out. Kelly scores. Molitor moves to third. 2 outs. It's 7-3, Twins. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lawton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lawton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Roberto Kelly now playing right field. Matt Lawton now playing left field. Darren Jackson now playing center field. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Spezio is 0-for-3 in the game. Spezio hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Trombley now pitching. Pat Lennon is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lennon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3-2. McGuire is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Lennon moves to second. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Giambi is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Giambi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak fields it and throws to second for the out. Lennon moves to third. Two outs. Frankie Rodriguez now pitching. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Canseco is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-6, Twins. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Brosius is 0-for-3 in the game. Brosius hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Bautista is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bautista is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bautista hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 6. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Coomer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bellhorn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Myers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Myers hits a fly ball into center field. Brosius settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mears batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Mears is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bellhorn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Guardado now pitching. George Williams pinch hits for Brent Maine. George Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Coomer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellhorn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bellhorn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Bellhorn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Spezio is 0-for-4 in the game. Spezio strikes out. Two outs. Pat Lennon is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lennon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lennon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 6. The Twins will come to bat. George Williams now catching. Billy Taylor now pitching. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Knobloch is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Knobloch hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lennon. Knobloch reaches second base with a double. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kelly hits a ball on the ground for a double play. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2-2. McGuire is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. McGuire strikes out. 1 out. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Giambi is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Giambi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Damon Mayshore pinch runs for Jason Giambi. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Canseco is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Canseco hits a line drive into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Brosius is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brosius hits a line drive into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Oakland Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.